from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to everyone's phone calls here, including someone on the line who says they don't understand Hugh. So that join the club. We'll get to that person coming up. Of course, your chance to be part of our Midday Show Fantasy Football League. We're entering someone today into our league. We'll do a live draft coming up in a couple weeks. We'll give you all the details. But today we're looking for the person that is the most Delco out there. We need your resume. What makes you Delco? What makes Delco Delco? Of course, Tour de Delco going on afternoon show today at the Springfield Country Club. All right, back to the phone calls. The Phillies, the Schwarber home run. Do you want to see the Eagles starters play tonight on the offensive side? I do. Nobody here agrees with me because they just want to watch Tanner. I guess Tanner McKee. It's McKee time?
Yeah, we get to see. Yeah. Get to see the defense run around a little bit. Get to see some of these young Thundercats do their thing.
Nothing says football like watching Tanner McKee playing a Thursday night.
Oh, man,
night.
I mean, tell you what, he's going to light it up.
Yeah, I'd rather watch Jalen Hurts light it up. All right, back to that in a second, though. But we got to play this for you because it may be the biggest story that's just like bubbling under the surface. I don't even know what to do with this. It's just the most bizarre thing. So you remember last year at the end of the season, Big Dom got suspended
Big
from the sideline.
And everything went to hell in a handbasket.
It did. The 49ers game, and then they collapsed after that. So, and Big Dom's been around a while and obviously, you know, has a role within the Eagles franchise. And then this offseason, I think in response to the whole sideline thing last year, they kind of gave him a new title where he's part of the game day coaching operations, whatever you think that means. I don't know what it means.
Yeah, that means that you can't kick him off the sideline.
Right, right.
Because he's a coach.
He's allowed. He's a coach now. But that's kind of the end of what we thought Big Dom's new role was, but until we heard this. So Derek Gunn was on 106.7 The Fan.
D-Gunn.
On in D.C. I guess they were doing a little NFC East kind of roundup or talk, you know, down in D.C., obviously with the Commanders. So they asked D-Gunn about the Eagles, and listen to what he said about why things are going well right now.
How is his relationship with Kellen Moore? How is his relationship with Sirianni? Just seems like a lot of moving parts. Big Dom.
Big Dom basically runs the show. I mean, first of all, that Big Dom has more clout than a general manager Howie Roseman up there. Okay, I'm not joking when I say that.
Oh,
so,
I know.
Big Dom has them all on the same page right now.
That's crazy.
What did I just hear?
You heard that, like, that's crazy.
Big Dom has more clout than the general manager. Big Dom has them all on the same page.
Listen, I remember, like, I don't know. I know Big Dom. Let me say that first. But Dom's a complicated individual, to say the least. Good dude, really good dude.
I think he's kind of mysterious to everyone here.
Okay, that's a better way of putting it. Big Dom is well respected in that building.
Mm-hmm.
Well respected in that building. Big Dom is plugged in a way that I've never seen anybody plugged in before. You know, and he's, like I said, again, I can't stress enough how good of a dude he is. And it just feels like, I don't know this for certain, but it just feels like Dom moves the meter. Dom makes things happen. And it's fascinating because it's like, you know, we live in a city where there's always reckless speculation about Big Dom's role and his affiliations or whatever. All I know is Big Dom gets things done.
So how am I supposed to feel about Big Dom runs the show? Like, so
you should feel good about it because right now we're doing well. We're on the same. Everybody's on the same page, okay. And you know, there it is.
Okay, so
I mean, listen. Sometimes
nothing to see here. Just move it along.
That's the best thing to be. That's the best way to be.
Now, maybe I missed something. Usually, the best teams in the NFL, like the head coach, runs the show, right? Like it's all off of the culture set by Bill Belichick or Andy Reid, yes, or Kyle Shanahan. Am I supposed to believe we now have the Big Dom culture?
Well, from as far, like, and shout out to D-Gun because D-Gun's plugged in. From what D-Gun said, I said I would venture to say yes.
Okay. Kyle, how you feeling about the Eagles as we are 3 weeks away from kickoff and Big Dom basically runs the show?
Let me guess, Kyle's like, whatever.
No, I'm not like whatever at all. Honestly, I'm not sure how popular what I'm about to say is going to be.
Probably not that popular.
I'm done with Big Dom. I'm out on Big Dom.
What do you mean? What did Dom do to you?
I made the comparison this morning. I firmly believe this. Big Dom.
Wait a minute. You got to make the comparison on air.
I'm going to. Big Dom is the Rasputin of the Philadelphia Eagles.
And see, you know what the funny part about this is? Because there's two different histories that we recall from Rasputin. And
to be honest.
But it was funny because the one that you thought it was not the one that I was thinking. So I was like, wait a minute.
No, he was just a little less radio appropriate.
I was just like, wait a minute, how does that apply in this situation?
Mine was the fact that he's pulling strings behind the scenes. He's being leaned on a little bit too much by some of the powers that be there. And I think we might need to weed this guy out. I think he's good. Like,
you might need to weed him out.
Yes, Hugh.
And he's the one that's holding this thing together?
I'm tired of hearing about Big Dom.
How is a security officer holding the football team together?
Like, is it not embarrassing?
I don't know the inner workings of this, but I'm okay with it. Because he's a good dude.
I'm not okay with it. Deacon's the same guy that reported last year that everything fell apart because Big Dom is no longer on the sideline.
This is amateur hour
And now
stuff.
Big Dom has got everyone on the same page.
What's that show?
What the hell are we talking about?
Wait a minute. What's that show that used to come on TV? The lady that fixed stuff? Livia Pope. Livia Pope. That's who Dom is. He's the Livia Pope.
No,
of the
he's
team.
Rasputin.
Well, see, like I said, my history of Rasputin is different than yours.
This is a family show.
It's all the same history.
I'm just saying. We just
had different parts of it that stood out to us. And I'm not saying poison Big Dom and throw him in a river or a lake or whatever. Like, I don't want any harm to be done to Big Dom. But like,
Rasputin is, the comparison to Rasputin is kind of crazy.
I think it's a good one, honestly. Like, he's behind the scenes. He has way too much power than he probably should. We keep spending all this time talking about Vic Fangio, Kellen Moore. If things go south with Nick Sirianni, who's the next head coach, it might be freaking Big Dom.
I have a prediction. If this team starts 1-2, okay? I don't know if it's going to be a local reporter or it's going to be a national one, but we're going to see the tweet, right? Nick Sirianni, if the Eagles don't turn things around, watch out for, and it's going to have three names. Vic Fangio, Kellen Moore, Dom DeSandro to take over.
Dom's going to be
the
here.
Head coach.
Like, whoever the head coach is, Dom's going to be here. And I'll say this. You know what the worst thing to happen to Big Dom is? Is the fact that he got kicked off the sideline.
I think it's the best thing. He got famous.
Well,
he's on sweatshirts.
Listen. Big Dom was already famous.
No, but he's more now.
But see, now this is the problem. Now, like, Big Dom is to the point where you start looking like, okay, what do you actually do? You know what I'm saying?
Well, apparently he coaches the team.
Well, like, that's what I'm saying. It's like sometimes to be famous and be underneath Ray Donovan, that's who Big Dom is. Mm-hmm. Ray Donovan. Sometimes it's better to be unseen.
So we've
be
now
famous.
Compared him to Rasputin, Ray Donovan, and Olivia Pope. Olivia Pope.
But he's more Ray. He's probably more Ray Donovan.
He is, which is Rasputin.
Probably not a good comparison.
No.
I think I'm going to pull that one back.
Okay.
Let me pull that one back. Now that I think about it, let me pull that one back.
There's nothing like when we say things on live radio and then we say, pull that one back. Not out there already.
Yeah, it's not out there already.
I was all in with the head of security, Big Dom, all the fans liking him and stuff just because he was, you know, big presence there on the sideline. Like, all that stuff was fun. It's getting to a point where this is a little too serious for me.
A little slippery slope.
Yeah, we've gone I'm not loving where this is trending.
Yeah, we've gone from contact with a player on the sideline during a game, which got the Eagles a penalty, to then we find out from Derek Gunn that his absence from the sideline led to the downfall of Sirianni at the end of the year, to now...
That he kept him in check.
He's holding everything together.
He's the glue that makes this operation work.
We have Slay saying
you always have a glue guy. Ain't nothing wrong with being a glue guy.
Dude, he's way more than a glue guy now. Darius Slay was talking about, he offered him to come back to the Eagles, or Big Dom got him to come back to the Eagles.
Can we play the D-Gun again yesterday, 106.7 down in D.C.? Because the part where he's got more power than Howie blew me away. Here it is.
How is his relationship with Kellen Moore? How is his relationship with Sirianni? Just seems like a lot of moving parts. Big Dom.
Big Dom basically runs the show. I mean, first of all, that Big Dom has more clout than a general manager Howie Roseman up there. Okay, I'm not joking when I say that.
Oh, so, I know.
Big Dom has them all on the same page right now.
You didn't hear how when B Miss said, "Oh, I know," B Miss was here. Like, we were here for the rise of Big Dom. Wait a minute. That sounds like a movie.
It sounds like a book, yeah?
Yeah, The Rise of Big Dom.
How someone went from security officer to NFL head coach. The Rise of Big Dom. When D-Gunn said there, "I'm not kidding," that hit. Like, it went from, because it did feel a little tongue-in-cheek,
no,
right?
No, but then when he said, "Oh, I know," yeah, that hit harder.
Okay.
Is this not something that we should, this is what unserious franchises sound like?
My intent is up on this operation when they soft fired Sirianni. I mean, they did. In January, they soft fired the head coach. He's here, but he's not really the coach. And now we're doing this.
Wait a minute.
Not serious business.
Time out. Big Dom was here when we won the Super Bowl now. Like, he's probably a part of that. We don't know how far the Big Dom tentacles go into this.
This
thing
is where,
man,
the Rasputin thing comes in, because Tsar Nicholas or whatever, they thought that he was like the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Yeah, until he found out he was messing with his wife. He was messing with his wife? that I should have probably kept that one to myself.
That's it. You walk that one back too.
Hey, you know what? Don't never mind that one I just said, y'all. I'm pulling that one back too. These comparisons.
This is something that you expect to hear out of the Dan Snyder ran Washington football team.
No,
not the Philadelphia Eagles, man.
This is not Dan Snyder. Like,
it's creeping that way.
Nah, yep. I don't.
I'm just telling you.
You're telling me you like this?
I mean,
is this a little bizarre?
Does this not spell disaster for you? The head of security is running things.
We won a Super Bowl.
he wasn't even talked about then.
That's what I'm saying. Now you feel where I'm coming from. The worst thing that happened to Big Dom is that he became, like, it's one thing to be hood famous. Like, Big Dom was hood famous. Like, y'all laughing. I'm trying to tell y'all. Hood famous sometimes is better than being famous. For the greater good. Like, when you're hood famous, you can move behind the scenes a lot better. See, this is the problem now. Because every time something happens, Big Dom's name's gonna be mentioned. And let me say, just like what Shady and Deshaun, they put him on a whole nother level when they start telling stories. Like, sometimes, man, it's just better to be hood famous than famous.
If Nick Sirianni caught a cut of that yesterday, or is listening right now, how do you think he feels? He's the head coach. They've taken away his offensive and defensive power. He doesn't call plays anymore. He has nothing to do with the offense. And a person who covers the team says Big Dom's actually running the show. If I was Sirianni...
A person that said it that's actually still plugged in.
I know. If I was Sirianni, I'd feel so small.
Wait a minute. You know what? Sirianni's cashing, like, big checks right now. Like, he's probably benefited tremendously from some stuff that maybe Big Dom's done. He'll be all right.
I would not feel. Listen, I would not feel proud if I was the head coach.
Let me put it in an analogy that you could probably understand.
You gonna walk this one back to
Big Dom? Big Dom helping everybody eat. Big Dom. Big Dom's an earner. How about that? That's a Sopranos reference.
He better not be the head coach by week four. That's what I say. Right?
Two, be the head two, coach. 215. But he's an earner. He's an earner.
5-9. If he's ever the head coach, it's over. The whole operation just it ceases to exist. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to Steve in Cherry Hill. Doesn't understand you, Hugh. So we'll get Steve's perspective. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. Sorry, I'm not from Delco. Jeez, oh,
oh
man,
that's all right. Steve, you don't have to apologize. I'm not from Roxborough. Delco either.
Roxborough. Now we're talking real people.
Oh, wow.
A shot at the Delco people. Go ahead, Steve.
I'm only kidding. Now, I totally agree with Kyle because you know what Dom is? I called the afternoon show last week. I came up with a solution because Stubb is the mascot. He needs to be a bench coach. Dom is a mascot. He's just bigger. They love him.
Dom's a mascot, just bigger.
I'm serious. Stubbs is going to be a bench coach to save his job next year because nobody's picking up that guy. He stinks. So anyway, I just can't believe I'm old. I'm 62. Mm-hmm. You're not old school and let these guys play a little bit and not sit on the sidelines with their suits on or whatever.
It's unbelievable, Steve. Hugh has gone so far from the light.
You know what it is? You know what it is, Steve? Because I consider myself progressive because I told a story last week about like with Harold when I used to play. Harold Carmichael, Hall of Fame receiver, used to tell me stories about how it was for them in preseason, how it was for them in practice. And he used to tell these stories about how, like, if he had an injury or something, he used to try to hide it because he didn't want to get cut. And I used to sit there like a kid by a campfire and listen to these stories that he would tell. And I was like, wow, how much – and he'd basically be talking about how much the league has changed and how much better it is. So when I come from the perspective that I'm coming from, I think about the stories – that some of the OGs used to tell me, and I think about how much better the game is now and how much longevity guys have now because of some of the changes that they made to make the game better. And that's kind of where I'm coming from. But I get it, you know, because I grew up in an era where we actually played in the preseason and it meant something. But I try to understand, you know, where the coaches are coming from nowadays. So that's kind of where it is with me.
Yeah, I just consider it old school. I'm a team player. I'm on the sidelines. I'm not wearing an outfit. I'm wearing a uniform because I'm part of the team. It gets under your skin. And last weekend, freaking the best team in the world, KC played their starters.
I know. And Steve, not only did the KC do it, but the Packers did it. Josh Allen, all these good quarterbacks, Joe Burrow, they all did it.
Yeah. Great show, though, guys. I appreciate you taking my call.
Oh, anytime, Steve. Steve, we appreciate it. I turned my mic off there for a second.
And Steve, I hope that helped you out a little bit. I hope that helped you out a little bit. Because I just try to – I look at it like, you know, I am a little older. I try not to be the get-off-my-lawn guy.
I know, but I think the OGs look to you for, like, you're the football player. You're a little older. You should be on their side. And then
– Well, I try to – like
now you're progressive.
Yeah, I'm trying to be progressive. I just had an all-inclusive bagel. I need to be progressive. I'm trying to be the man of the people. So, yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
I'm just saying, if we asked our audience who's the true football guy around here,
probably
I don't
be
think
you.
He'd win.
It'd probably be you. People look at me, you know, with the plant-based, what they call me, plant-based Hugh and all
plant-based
this other stuff.
Hugh, yeah.
You know somebody yelled at me.
That's going to stick. That one is going to stick. All right, let's go to John in the Northeast. Who's up? What's up, John?
Hey, how are you?
What's up, John? What are you feeling?
Big Dom is a glorified mall cop. That's all he is. When he touched that player, he should have been gone, never heard from again. He shouldn't even, first of all, he shouldn't even been up by the sidelines. He's a security guard.
Well, John, the way you're framing it, I was upset too. I thought it showed a lack of coordination on that sideline that a security officer could be anywhere near the field. And the people that defended him, I thought were ridiculous. He had no business in that fray at all. None.
I agree. And now, whenever you see Sirianni, he's like a Siamese twin. They both got the Italian flags on their sleeves. Like, seriously? What is, they go back to South Philly and sell pretzels on the corner. Like, see, you got to be kidding me.
with this guy.
This is devolved.
Like, well, I mean, he's not a fan of Big Dom. What are you going to do? Yeah, I don't care about their Italian flags.
I don't mind that either. Yeah, I don't mind you showing pride for your heritage.
I'm surprised the NFL lets them do that. You know, the players get fined for having, like, their socks mortgage too low. I'm surprised the NFL lets them do that. I don't really care about
you know, I hadn't thought about it. I mean, I can't recall other coaches or with sideline people, you know, whatever heritage. I can't recall it. So maybe other people do it.
But yeah, maybe they do. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. But the bottom line is this: he's a part of the same, and he's a bigger part now. John, we appreciate the phone call. Again, they've elevated his title. We got D Gun down there on DC Radio saying he runs the show. They said he has more power than Howie Roseman.
Yeah, that was huge.
And didn't Slay say recently that Big Dom re-signed him?
Hey, hold up. Brad Mitchell co-signed. The co-sign for me was the one. The cosign.
All right, I got to ask everybody, okay? After hearing the Big Dom news, have you raised or lowered your season win prediction?
I dropped the win.
Hugh, you going up a win or down a win?
I'm going up.
I think up a win because listen, Big Dom's in charge.
Big Dom is influential, man. I mean, like in ways that I can't even fathom. And I can't explain it. And to be honest, if I could, I probably wouldn't. I don't know, but he is very, very influential.
I got to say, while I'm freaking out about this thing, this is one of the funniest things I've ever heard when it comes to the Eagles.
So this could have went one or two ways. It could have, like, after the silent incident, they could have really diminished us talking about him, right? Like, don't pump him up. He's obviously got a job here, and it shouldn't be talked about so much. They've done the opposite. They've given him more power, and then we have someone who's very well respected in Philadelphia, Derek Gunn, saying he's in charge. I mean, it's really gone. It's taken on a life of its own.
Oh, well, my gosh.
Well, what has
awful.
Happened, like, I think what has happened is this. Like I said, I forgot, 2510? I don't want to be disrespectful to their podcast. The Shady McCoy.
Oh, yes.
Like, they talked about
their
it
numbers,
a lot.
2510.
Yeah, 2510. They talked about it a lot, you know, and then you go back in the archives and you see how Darius Slay talked about it. Because when you think about it, over the last couple years, Big Dom has been talked about a lot, you know, but it's been in passing. It's been one of those things where it's like, oh, Big Dom does this, and he makes it happen, or whatever. But when that incident happened on the sideline, and then, you know, the 25-10, when they start referencing him a lot, people start looking like, hold up, what does he do? And then it became one of those things where it's like, what does he do? You know? And now that's why it's become what it's become. Like I said, man, sometimes it's just better to be hood famous. Instead of like famous, and I would venture to say that Big Dom wish he could probably walk it back. He could walk it back by right now because it's a lot. Like just like you say, we're all speculating on what it is, and like it's a lot right now.
It's different. I mean, I'll put it that way. This is not your normal NFL standard stuff. David in Westchester, what's up, David?
I'm Delco Dave today. Come on,
okay, Delco Dave.
All right, what do you got for us?
First off, Hugh Douglas single-handedly saved the Philly season yesterday with that prediction.
Is that
way
right?
Go, Hugh. I give you 100% credit.
thank you.
You are the man. You saved my baseball season. Thank you, Hugh. Thank you.
David, before you go on, you know, you just gave me an idea. Hugh, if the Phillies feel the same way that David does, I think you just secured the midday show a spot in the parade. I mean, I think you secured us a spot.
You think?
Hugh,
wait a minute, where are we going to be? Where are we going to be in the parade, though?
No, in it.
You mean in? That's a lot.
Wait, if the Phillies feel you saved the season, you're on the parade.
You think they feel that way?
I think they do, yeah.
Okay. Zach, if you're listening, let me know. Hit me up.
you can only feel that way because it's true, dude. I would not make this up.
Okay.
You saved that season. Right?
Okay, I got you. If you say so, I'm with it.
We don't always agree, but I am so proud of you at this moment. Good job.
Thank you.
First time for everything. All right, go ahead, David.
All right. So, but as far as Big Dom goes, it sounds like he is Howie Roseman's spy, and Nick Sirianni knows it. So, you know, he's definitely doing what Dom says because it's coming right from Howie Roseman.
It's kind of like when the Phillies brought back Charlie Manuel to spy on Gabe Kapler down the stretch of that season before they fired Gabe.
Now he's a spy?
Yeah, that didn't work.
No.
The story's evolving.
But when the Eagles win the Super Bowl, it's gonna, you know, we're all gonna be happy. Big Dom's there, you know, telling telling Nick what to do from Howie. So.
Oh, of course. We'll look back on a turning point. When they elevated Big Dom, that's when they became a championship team. All right, David, what are you thinking here? Give us your Delco resume, David.
Okay, my Delco resume is Delco was founded roughly 1643 as the Delaware River Settlement. It's currently located in southeastern Pennsylvania, covering 184 square miles. It has 49 municipalities, and 49 is a lot because Delco is a small county. I used to live in Newtown Square. I married a woman from Newtown Square. We lived there for 10 years. All right. In those 10 years, I've eaten at Charlie's Burgers, Nick's Roast Beef, Lanark Diner. I attended concerts at the Rose Tree Park. I used to take my kids to the AMC Marple for the free movies in the summertime. And unfortunately for us, we were there for about 10 years. We bought our mother's house, so our mother didn't have to move. You know, and that's the Delco family spirit there. You know, we agreed to live with her mother. I'm the in-law nightmare, but we did it. We had a house fire, which is how we ended up in Westchester. It took us over 2 years to rebuild. And when we were in the process of rebuilding, her sister became homeless. And to this day, her sister still lives in that Newtown Square house that we redid. So we still own it, but we still live in Westchester. So her sister and her family have a place to live. So that would be my ultimate Delco. I'm basically a Delco person now in exile.
I can tell. That's quite a story. I mean, obviously,
it's a lot.
That's obviously you deserve credit for the family stuff there. David, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, he read us the history of Delco, all the settlements. He gave us all the places he ate. I think that showed
how. He did all that?
You missed that?
Yeah, I missed.
No, he gave it Charlie's. I mean, he was great. He was pouring his heart out there, Hugh.
That was a resume.
No, it was.
I
think he wrote it and printed it as a resume and then read it to us. Which,
my ADD kept in.
Yeah, it happens.
I missed the restaurant.
Take five. We'll keep going. 215-592-9494. Plus, we got a game here. We got a game tonight. Eagles and the Patriots. Camp Comeback Stock Watch. Who has the most stock to gain tonight? And we got a giveaway. Another giveaway. What do we got here? 4-pack of tickets. Reading Phillies versus the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. Sunday, August 18th. First 1,500 kids enter the ballpark. Receive a Ranger Suarez bobblehead. How about we give that away right now? Caller number 3, 215-988-1258. 215-988-1258. Caller number 3 right now wins that 4-pack of tickets to the Reading Phillies. A lot to talk about coming up on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Do y'all remember when I got that special care package from my friends at Hatfield? Y'all remember it was that Southwest seasoned tenderloin? Well, I got good news for all of y'all. It's now available in your neighborhood Acme. Hatfield's Southwest seasoned marinated tenderloin boasts a bold flavor profile with a little hint of heat that brings a vibrant Southwest kick to every bite. I'm speaking to the grill masters right now. Elevate your grilling game. Visit simplyhatfield.com and find your flavor. Find your flavor with Hatfield.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.